PTC is go.
Pegasus is go.
PTC is go.
Copy us is go.
Houston flight is go.
Pilot off.
STM is go.
Safety comms is go.
STE is go.
LRD is go.
SRO is go.
CDI is go.
Launch director NTD, our launch team is ready to proceed at this time.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Site Patriots has a message for liberals and the mainstream media.
You can't handle the truth.
So, buckle up, snowflakes, because we're about to deliver the politically direct best in conservative commentary, news, and investigative reports. We're telling the truth, and we're not going to stop. Okay, liberals, back under the bridge with the rest of your fellow trolls, and oh yeah, thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots.
They are special, special people
on RSPRadio1.com. Welcome to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. It is Tuesday night, the 12th of April. Welcome to it. Hello, Diane.
Hello, Craig, and how are you today?
I'm good. It was a real nice day, but it's getting windy again. We had 3 days of really, I mean really high winds last week, and then we had a day and a half where it was really nice, and now it's getting windy again. So.
Oh, no. Okay.
But you can tell spring's coming because all the bushes and all the trees are starting to get leaf buds on them.
Ah, well, here in South Florida, we don't lose the leaves ever. I mean, leaves fall off, but right behind them, literally right behind them as they fall off, the new leaves appear.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
really
here,
strange.
Here in north central Nebraska, we have four actual seasons. Down there in South Florida, you have one. You have alligator season.
Oh, alligator season, yeah. Yes. We have beautiful weather from November till probably the beginning of May, mid-May, and then the humidity slowly starts to build up, and August and September are brutal. But other than that, you get hotter where you are than we do.
Yeah, maybe a little bit, you know, but it's not constant. It's not like when I was living in Phoenix. I mean, oh, my God.
Well, that's worse than anything. It's,
holy,
you know,
crap.
That nonsense about the dry heat. No way. It's hot.
Not. Yeah, it's hot. I don't care. You know, if it's, you know, sometimes it is dry up till you get to monsoon season.
Mm-hmm.
But even a dry heat at 120 degrees is just too damn hot.
Mm-hmm.
It just is.
Yes. I remember when my son was out at the university there, and he had his dog, and the dog wouldn't even want to go out in the summer, even to go to the bathroom. The paws, his paws would just get burnt right even through the booties. So they would go out as fast as possible and run back in.
Yeah, when I lived there, I didn't even want to go outside to go to the bathroom. So,
oh, you're one of those.
It's just, well, I was, but not there. Not there. Diane, in about a half an hour, actually a little less than a half an hour, you're going to be talking about a game of pretending.
Oh, yes.
Okay, I've got a pretending article coming up next week. But tonight, right, I'm talking about the victims of virtue signaling liberals. And we should tell people right off the bat, we are not going to be here on Friday.
Right. And there's a reason for that, folks. It's the first night of Passover, and it's also Good Friday. So somehow, we don't think that many people will be on their computers listening to internet radio.
You know, probably not. And let's face it, there's a lot of people that are going to stretch that into pretty much a four-day weekend because they got Monday off anyway. Saturday and Sunday, of course, the weekend. And then Friday, they're gonna cut out of work early, and they're going to make a four-day weekend out of it if they can. Mm-hmm. And, you know, why not let everybody just kind of kick back, relax, and do whatever it is they do on Easter weekend? You know, mm-hmm. If it's Passover, if it's Easter, weekend services, whatever the case might be, getting together, doing a little traveling, if they can afford it.
Yeah.
Getting together with people, having a cookout maybe, or getting together and having big feast of some sort. You know, whatever it is that people want to do, we're going to let them do it. We're going to take the Friday off and kind of give ourselves a bit of a three-day weekend, because you and I will be posting up op-eds and commentaries on Monday.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. And I'm in my next commentary, I'm taking on Ketanji Brown Jackson, but not in the way that you've been hearing about. Not about her individual cases and how she voted on this and how she voted on that. More of a generalized overview of this woman.
She can't define it. You can't call her a woman.
That's true. She doesn't even know what she is.
No.
And
no,
yet she's going to be making decisions that affect us all.
Yeah, thank God, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, we got some other stuff to talk about. One of those things just happens to be Joe Biden and some of the goofy stuff he said the other day.
Oh, you mean relating to the ghost guns?
Yeah, well, I was hoping you wouldn't say that right out loud, but you did.
I was
going to have people try to guess, but now I can't do that.
Well, yeah. You couldn't hear what they were guessing anyway.
No, so. But I could hear the wheels grinding.
Oh, okay, if you say so.
But you gave it away. Yeah, he was talking about ghost guns. He's out on the South Lawn at the White House, and he's going on a rant about ghost guns because, you know, he wants to ban all guns because guns are the problem, not the people that use them. Mm-hmm. And you know, he said, and I'm going to quote, because you tell me if this makes any sense. Quote, imagine had the tobacco industry been immune to prostitute being sued. Come on, unquote.
You know what? The only people that would make any sense at all to are those living in the same la-la universe that Biden is in right now.
I mean, you know, now people are going to say, well, you're taking that out of context. Okay.
What context?
Well, I'll put it in context. Okay.
Okay.
He was screaming and yelling and ranting and raving and pissing down his leg about gun manufacturers. And the full thing is, eliminate gun manufacturers' immunity from liability. They're the only outfit. They're the only outfit in the country that is immune. Imagine had the tobacco industry been immune to prostitute being sued. Come on. It still doesn't make any sense.
No, because basically what he actually said regarding that is gun manufacturers have more immunity from liability than any other American industry. So they have never had to take responsibility for the death and destruction their products cause. But what Joe Biden is forgetting, and which most liberals forget, it's not guns that kill people. It's people that kill people. Okay, what are we going to suddenly rule out cars because there are accidents? How about, you know, knives, table knives? Some people get killed by table knives. I mean,
do you have any idea?
It's ridiculous.
Do you have any idea how many people get killed by their television sets in a given year?
I know a couple of television sets I'd like to kill every time I see these idiots on it.
No, not killing the televisions. I'm talking about people getting killed by the televisions. Televisions that fall off the wall or televisions that fall off the TV stand and land on something. People get killed by them. There are people that get killed by soda machines every year.
Yes. Yes, you can get killed by basically anything. And the one thing is, though, a gun in and of itself can't kill anybody. It takes a human and a finger to pull the trigger to kill anybody. and the Democrats can't seem to get that through their thick heads.
Oh, I've got a finger for people that think guns kill people. I do. I have a finger for those people.
You can actually have two of them.
Well, yeah. Double-barreled.
Right.
You know? But, I mean, this is how far it's gotten with Joe Biden at this point. He's out there on the White House lawn, no teleprompter, you know, nobody whispering in his ear. He's kind of free range blathering, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, imagine had the tobacco industry been immune to prostitute being sued. Come on.
Yeah, that makes absolutely no sense. And you know what was funny? These new rules that he was talking about concerning ghost guns, you know what they really mean? They really mean any firearm without a readable serial number.
Basically,
I don't even think he understands what a ghost gun really is.
Basically, a ghost gun is a gun that's manufactured by the gun owner in the gun owner's home.
Right.
And there is no, you know, people have been making firearms in their homes since firearms were invented.
Of course.
All right. And generally speaking, when you hear about the shootings that take place, whether it's, you know, 5 people, 10 people, 20 people that get shot, or one person that gets shot, these aren't people that built the gun in their home. These are people that stole the gun from somebody else's home.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly.
So this, you know, we're going to ban ghost guns things, it's not going to make a difference.
First of all, what Biden doesn't understand is there are millions of us who have firearms, and we will not give them up just because Joe Biden says, you know, turn in your weapons. It's not going to happen. The Constitution gives us our permit to carry them. And number two, if by some chance he was ever to get even a percentage of our guns, he'll never get the criminals' guns.
That's just it. See, that's exactly the point. Okay, criminals mm-hmm. don't care about the law. If they did, they wouldn't be criminals.
Exactly. But they don't get it. It's not just Biden. It's the whole group of Democrats, the whole party. They don't just get it, or they get it, but choose to ignore it.
That's the latter is actually, I think, the appropriate answer.
They
get it. They just want to ignore it. You see, they realize that all these gun laws do is punish the law-abiding citizen.
Mm-hmm.
They know the criminals are still going to have guns, but there's a reason why they want the criminals to still have guns. That makes everybody else a victim. And if you're a victim, then you need the government to protect you.
You know what? I know that's how they think. But, you know, most people can actually protect themselves nowadays.
Well, yes, but see, if you take all the guns away and you stop manufacturing guns so that only the bad guys and the government has guns, then eventually the people are going to be in a position where they're begging the government to protect them.
Well, you know what? There'll always be an underground gun manufacturing way of getting guns. The government thinks they're the end all and be all to everything. But I will say Americans on our side of the political aisle, we know how to sort of work around things legally, of course, but we know how to work around things.
Uh-huh.
Democrats don't have a clue.
No, they certainly don't. But let me ask you this. How are you going to work your way around the new inflation numbers? See, you're feeling pretty smart there.
What do you say to that? Because we have now seen the largest rise in inflation since 1981, and the CPI itself jumped 8.5% in March alone. That's the Consumer Price Index, folks. I mean, Biden has destroyed the American economy. Not Putin, Biden.
Well, and, you know, you can trace this right back to when he was just printing money like crazy.
Yeah, you can't just print money if you don't have the treasure to back it up.
That's what causes inflation. But, oh, no, you can't tell that to Biden and those idiot liberals. They won't believe it. No, it's Putin's fault.
Right. Right. And this actually, in February, the monthly rise in inflation was 0.8%. And in 1 month time, it went from 0.8% to 1.2%, which put us at the 8.5%. That is totally unbelievable. But you know what? It's to be expected. Last week, we went to Publix to pick up just a few things. And being that we're not meat eaters, we don't have the big expense of meats. We go in for a few things, a couple of paper things. Went in for cat food. There was no cat food. Got some, you know, baked goods, very small priced items. Well, when I got handed a bill of $175, I was literally blown away.
Well, you know, those paper products don't grow on trees.
Yeah, that's right. Of course. Wink, wink. You know, the prices are going up in groceries across the board. When I saw $12 a pound chickens, I was insane.
See, I think chicken's been overpriced for years. It's probably been about 10 years ago. I quit referring to them as chickens, and I now call them prairie lobsters.
Yeah, they're sure reaching that point. And, I mean, yesterday we went to three or four different Publix looking for cat food. I know where to get a supply of cat food, but it's always on a Tuesday because that's when this particular company's shipment comes in. But I needed some until Tuesday. There was nothing, literally nothing.
Wow.
The cans. It's a disgrace. I said to Publix, what is going on here? These cat foods are not made in China. They're not on the boats, you know, off of California's coast. What is going on here? And I said, and I know it's not the store's fault. It has to do with the distribution centers. And don't try to pass it off on the truckers. It all boils down to Biden.
Well, yeah.
They just like looked at me and the people that were around who were Republicans that worked in the store said, oh boy, are you right. Of course, what? The others just try to like, you know, melt into the ground.
As the inflation numbers keep going up, and 8.5% on the inflation number is horrible. Like you said, it's the worst in 40 years. But as those numbers keep going up, what's going down, the only thing going down, really, is the consumer index, the consumer confidence index. And I have always told people, if you want an accurate forecast of the economy in the next 6 to 12 months, look at the Consumer Confidence Index. Because when that starts sinking, that's telling you people aren't going to be buying much of anything.
Well, there's another thing that's on some shaky ground right now, and that's the stock market. You know, the stocks, they're wavering. Some days they pick up a little, other days they drop. But they're predicting more and more drops. And that's very scary for us in the stock market because all of this, again, lays at the feet of Joe Biden.
Well, and you wonder how many people in the stock market are looking at that going, my whole retirement, my whole lifestyle is tied up in this. Maybe I better sell, sell, sell.
No, no,
the smart thing to do when the stock market goes down is to buy, buy, buy.
Right. Either stay status quo or buy. But a lot of people, like you say, they have everything thrown into that. They're depending on the stocks basically for their lifestyle.
Right.
You really can't do that because, you know, you're losing money. So you either have to wait it out. It always comes back. Or if you're able to have some liquid cash, then go in and buy, buy, buy.
Well, but, you know, the problem is with the stock market, for those people who are not invested in the stock market, they are buying products from companies that are in the stock market.
So it affects everybody.
It affects you whether you're in the stock market or not. And, you know, the smart money says if the stock market really starts to tank, buy. If it's just going down and fluctuating like it is now, just hang on. Just wait it out, you know? But some people really can't. I mean, some people, like I said, they got all their eggs in that one basket, and, you know, they're really dependent on the dividends from the stocks, and if those start sliding, then, you know, there's going to be a lot of people in the stock market that get hurt. I mean, that's where you come into the next depression. We are already heading for a recession.
Right.
And if it gets bad
already, we're kind of already on the cusp of one, not, you know, heading towards it anymore. We're just about there.
Yeah.
But you want to know the smartest thing that any homeowner can do? The absolute smartest thing is pay off your mortgage as soon as you can. Because once you own your home free and clear, can't be taken away from you, number one. The amount of monies you save on your monthly mortgages and things then becomes money you have to spend on, you know, the necessities of life. I mean, it's worth it. I think there's a formula, like if every couple of months you double up on a payment, you can, you know, cut in half your mortgage, if not more, years-wise. The amount of years you're paying. Because it's not the principal that's hurting you, it's the interest.
Well, but there's a lot of people now that are rowing the boat that says, I can either double pay my mortgage or I can go buy some paper products, you know? I mean, it's getting tough. And, you know, if your car goes down, you have to buy a new car. You can't hardly afford or can't even get new cars very well now. And the used cars are up about 35-40% from what they were a year ago, so it's getting hard to buy those. I mean, you know, people are kind of between a rock and a hard place, and you can thank Joe Biden for all of it.
Yeah, it's all Joe Biden. We were doing so wonderful under President Trump. But instead of, you know, acknowledging that a Republican did a good thing for our economy, he deliberately, with Obama pulling his strings, went out to destroy everything that Donald Trump accomplished.
Yep. No doubt about it.
It's hurting every single American. I don't care how rich somebody is, they're feeling it as well.
Sure they are. Sure they are. You can't dispute it. Over the weekend, this past weekend, it's kind of an interesting juxtaposition of leaders. Joe Biden was in Delaware, probably hiding out in the basement, the way he did throughout the whole campaign, trying to figure out whether you use a fork, a spoon, or a knife to eat your pudding, because that's about the mental state of the man. Meanwhile, Boris Johnson from the UK was walking through the streets of Kiev, Ukraine, with Volodymyr Zelensky.
Absolutely. And it was wonderful to see two men not afraid. You know, for Boris Johnson, that took total guts and courage.
Well, not only for him, but Zelensky, too. I mean, good Lord,
he's a
target. Well,
no, I mean, Zelensky, no, I'm looking at it in the sense, you know, Zelensky knows Kiev, he knows his way around, you know, in that sense. But Boris Johnson, yes, as a member of NATO, he has, you know, some skin in the game here. But I think what he did was remarkable on two counts. Not only the promises he made of the help that's going to go to Zelensky in Ukraine, but also the fact that he was willing to have this televised all over and Russia be damned.
But not Biden. Oh, no, not Biden. Joe Biden. Nope.
Like you said, he's deciding what to eat his pudding with.
Yep, pudding time in Delaware for Biden. And, you know, when asked about it, Jen Psaki said, no, there are no plans for Biden to make a trip to Ukraine. Of course there's no plans for him to make a trip to Ukraine. I mean, the guy pees his pants when he's over here. What's he going to do over there?
If a bomb went off, you can just imagine. But I mean, you know what also caught me about all these pictures was that Kiev itself is still intact.
Yeah.
The one prize the Russians wanted more than anything was Kiev. And it still looks like a livable, you know, modern day city.
It's hard to say how long it's going to stay that way, but you got to hand it to the Ukrainians because, man, are they tough.
Mm-hmm.
They are really tough. You know, we got a couple of minutes left here in this segment, and I don't want to skip over this. I'm talking about Biden and what a just a idiot the man is. Apparently, Diane, the Saudi Arabians have figured out he's an idiot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and it didn't take them that long of a time to figure it out. He's a joke. Saudi TV is actually mocking him in comedy skits and also how they report on him. It's quite amusing.
Well, you know, the Saudis have not been taking his phone calls.
True.
He's been trying to call them to beg them to pump more oil and send it to us. And they won't even answer the phone, you know, because they got caller ID. And it's like, oh, it's that Biden guy again, you know?
Right. Right. But this was the very first time that the Saudi government has actually mocked an American president on TV. They wouldn't dare do that with Trump.
No.
But they are going whole hog with this. I mean, folks, you can find tapes of what's happening, like in YouTube or Rumble. They're all over. And it's quite comical in the sense they're mocking Biden, but it's also quite pathetic that this is how far we have fallen on the world stage with Biden as president.
Well, and if he thinks they're going to start pumping and sending more oil to him, he's got another thing coming, because if they have that little respect for him, they're not going to help him in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. In fact, one of the Saudis who was reporting on this actually said that Biden acts with ramblings, incomplete thoughts, forgetting where he is. He goes off script. He's incoherent, and even with the largest teleprompter known to man, he still messes up. That's an amazing thing for the Saudis to say.
But it's accurate.
And it's true.
That's the thing. It's point on.
Yes.
You know, it's terrible. It's embarrassing for this country. Biden doesn't know he's being mocked. I mean, I guess that's one plus of being in cognitive decline. You don't know when people are making fun of you. And we know that because at Christmas time, when he was doing that live feed from the White House and the guy on the phone says, "Let's go, Brandon." He says, "Yeah, let's go, Brandon."
Yeah, he had no clue. But, you know, there's another side to this that people have kind of ignored. We've put it in the background is China. And I am not speaking in relation to the, you know, bioengineered little bioweapon here called COVID. What I'm saying is China is now openly saying they're going to make more nuclear weapons as a deterrent against the U.S. because of Biden.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Winning friends and influencing people every day.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we made it to the bottom of the hour. That means we got to take a quick break. 30 minutes from now, I'm talking about the victims of virtue signaling liberals. But when we come back, Diane's got it with A Game of Pretending. Stay with us. There's more Right Side Patriots after this.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sorey. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Hi guys, Diane Sorey from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out The National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on rspradio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sorey at the Patriot Factor. Glad to have you with us, but if you miss any part of the show, all you have to do is go to rspradio1.com tomorrow morning, click the podcast button. Podbean hosts our podcast, and it'll be there.
Yes.
Those podcasts are like cold boiled ham. They're always ready.
Always ready.
Always ready. All right, so Diane, you decided in the op-ed for this week that you were going to take on A Game of Pretending.
Yes, and let's start by saying that recently the Biden administration, on what was deemed the Transgender Day of Visibility, announced that children, minor children, supposedly suffering from gender dysphoria, have the right to undergo both gender reassignment surgeries and use puberty blockers and or cross-sex hormones. And Biden is allowing this, even though long-term drug side effects and early age surgeries on such children, surgeries that involve mastectomies, breast enhancements, possible hysterectomies, and the removal, cutting off, of male genitalia, remain to date unknown, most especially in regards to future infertility issues. Calling this action gender-affirming healthcare for children, those supporting this abomination stated that early gender-affirming care for so-called but non-existent, non-binary, or trans-identified minors is crucial to overall health and well-being, as it allows the child or adolescent to focus on social transitions and can increase their confidence while navigating the healthcare system. Translation? I believe what Joe Biden and those in his administration have really done is condone parental, governmental, and medical child abuse. Welcome once again to the Democrats Woke America, where anything goes but the truth. Anything goes if it helps to garner more Democrat votes via their targeting for special treatment, yet another minority group. And know that according to the CDC, as per March 28, 2022, transgender individuals as a whole made up but 0.6% of the American adult population, as in 1.3 million adults out of 335,629,429 Americans of all ages. But hey, every vote counts when the midterm election rolls around, even if Democrats garner just the votes of the parents of transgender youths. And the same group that once championed science, albeit Fauci manipulated faux science in regards to COVID-19, in an effort to give a modicum of credence to their scamdemic rhetoric, sees these same folks now choosing to ignore true science and medical facts regarding what is the impossible, as in physically changing one's sex. Remember, while you can change one's outside appearance, cut off or add things, and even mess around with one's insides to some minimal degree, the fact remains that one cannot, I repeat, cannot change one's DNA. DNA being the very thing that determines one's gender. Read, two X chromosomes equates to one being a female, and one X and one Y chromosome equates to one being a male. And Craig, here also read that only a biological female can be a biological mother, and that only a biological male can be a biological father.
You know, given the end of the first paragraph of your op-ed, I'm not girding my loins, I'm guarding my loins. We should always expect a fair amount of hypocrisy when it comes to the liberal agenda, and following the science is only part of it. You know, I mean, if you look at this, and you've got a chart in your op-ed that is absolutely the most confusing thing I've ever seen. The hieroglyphs in ancient Egypt are easier to follow than this chart. But, you know, when you look at this chart and you looked at what these liberals are trying to tell people, I mean, the science and reality don't have any relationship at all to what the liberals are saying.
No. And you have to look at it this way, that while liberals and other assorted messed up in the head adults might claim that there are 57 plus agendas from which one can identify with, science itself says no way, for one is born either male or female, except for the rare hermaphrodite, who has physical, sexual characteristics of both male and female, and whose true sex is determined via DNA testing. Simply, pretending to be the sex you were not born into is but play acting by individuals who do not need sex reassignment surgery, but need some serious psychological help. For these folks' identity is tied up not in reality, but in how they feel about what sex they are. Touchy-feely, kumbaya, anything goes nonsense to the nth degree. And here I'll add that the root cause of such issues, especially when it concerns a minor child, can usually, but not always, be placed on the child's parents, who for whatever reason see and treat their son as the daughter they didn't have, or see and treat their daughter as the son they wished they had. Remember, all children are born with a mental blank slate, a blank slate that with time, teaching, and learning, coupled with their genetics, forges who they are as a person, both character and sexually wise. Yet nothing done to their outward physical appearance can change their actual biological sex, as there, at this time, remains no way for human DNA to be altered to such a degree that it can change one's genetic sexual code. Now here, let's make the important distinction between one's sexual identity and what's referred to as sexuality in regards to gay people. Simply, the overwhelming majority of gay people identify as the sex they were born into, with the sole difference being that they are sexually attracted to someone of their own sex instead of the socially accepted opposite sex. And that alone is key, for so-called transgenders are not gay per se, but they seem unable to separate sexuality from their genetically determined biological sex, whether, Craig, it be because of bad parenting, societal pressures, or political and media-driven mixed messages sent.
You know, when we get to the end of this and we get into the discussion phase of this, I want to go back to that chart that you have in your op-ed. So don't let me forget to go back to that. Please remind me to go back to that. But moving forward with this, what you're saying here is that what we've got going on here is literally, from the title of your article, a game of pretending. But it goes deeper than just pretending, doesn't it?
Right, it does. So here, let's delve into the actual science of why I believe transgenderism is but a game of not show and tell, but of parental induced and societal influenced pretend disillusionment with one's biological sex. And here, let's start with some basic science and the fact that DNA itself is the main component. The molecule present inside the chromosomes of each and every cell of all living organisms. Cells containing the genetic information responsible for the development and function of said organism, while allowing this information to be passed from one generation to the next. And what is genetic information but the genes, the blueprint of our bodies, which creates a variety of proteins essential to any organism's survival? Simply, one's DNA and its corresponding genetic information work together to make up who we are, and that includes who we are in relation to being either male or female. Also, a brief note, and in layman's terms, is that while chromosomal sex is actually determined at the time of fertilization, and while at 6 weeks gestation, the first signs of sex differentiation can be observed in human embryos, the fact is that over the next several weeks, hormones are being produced that cause what were undifferentiation tissue to transform into either male or female reproductive organs, thus biologically sealing what sex the person will be at birth, what sex their DNA and genetic information has determined they will be, and one's genetics, gender-wise, cannot be changed, at least not medically, with the knowledge we have today. And if one's DNA and genes cannot be changed, one's biological sex cannot be changed either, leaving any cosmetic manipulation being made but play acting or wishful thinking at best. So where exactly does that leave us in regards to the misguided concept of gender reassignment? Basically, it first leads us to the fact that gender is not and has never been fluid, for one's biological gender cannot be changed except in one's own mind, which makes the entire transgender issue one of someone suffering from a mental illness. And know that those who choose to act out said illness are simply trying to change the reality of who they really are, thus proving that transgender surgery is not the solution for people who suffer from what Dr. Paul R. McHugh, the former psychiatrist-in-chief for Johns Hopkins Hospital and its current distinguished service professor of psychiatry, calls a disorder of assumption, which, Craig, is simply a person's misguided belief that their maleness or femaleness is different than what genetics assigned to them biologically at birth.
Okay, so there's a pretty good scientific synopsis, and I know you could have gone deeper in that, but that's a pretty good scientific synopsis of the facts of the reality. But can we get into what this is doing to the actual fabric of our nation at this point?
Yes, we can, because this entire what should be a non-issue just adds to the nightmare of what our beloved America has become, a nation where feelings trump science and where reality no longer exists. And it's all courtesy of liberal spewed propaganda being accepted by the blind following masses as truth. And it started with political correctness, morphed into the it takes a village nonsense, landed at entitlements in exchange for votes, and now sees an anything-goes woke society replacing truth, morals, decency, and above all else, common sense. And it's all courtesy of the Democrats' quest for power, where the bottom rung of the ladder will be the economic landing point for all, but especially chosen few. He's becoming she's, and she's becoming he's, where common sense alone should tell you that the recent government spotlight on transgenderism is not only politicians condoning and using play acting by mentally ill individuals for their own political gain, but that their promoting of a mental disorder must now be added to the list of accepted woke topics no longer open to public discussion. Ignoring the fact that red flags instead need to be raised regarding both parental inadequacies and a medical community who should not only be ashamed of itself for buying into scientific and medical impossibilities, but who are actually violating their sworn oath to do no harm. For no one, not even a doctor, should be giving young children sex hormones, let alone surgery, that mutilates physically who they genetically are. Simply, what we are now seeing is not only a form of child abuse, but true mental illness run amok, as innocent children are being stripped of their right to a childhood. And this alone should be a crime in and of itself, for by taking away one's childhood, you not only change the very essence of who that child might have become, but Craig, you have created a generation of children whom over time might actually regret both their previous gender-confused feelings and the bodily changes that they possibly were forced to undergo by parents who bought into the transgender nonsense.
It's astounding when you look at the fabric of our nation and and the damage that this is doing. I mean, my God. You know, if you really look at it from a scientific, fact-based standpoint, right, all of this nonsense goes away. So is this why the liberals are pushing this the way they are?
Well, let me preface that by saying if the scientific truths I presented are not to your liking, truths proving that transgenderism is both medically impossible as well as it's being a true mental illness, if you are more Bible-oriented instead, which in regards to science fact I am not, I give to you these words from Genesis 1:27, quote, God created mankind in his image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. End quote. But folks, believe whichever you want, but know as fact that he's cannot become she's cannot become he's. There are not 57 genders, and that any administration that promotes the butchery of minor children by claiming that this is a supportive form of health care should be sharing a jail cell with any doctor that performs such sexual reassignment surgeries on said minor children. Either way, case closed.
I can't argue with that. You know, and I feel the same way about kindergarten teachers, first grade, second grade, third grade teachers. You know, if you're a teacher in school and you're telling this nonsense to kids of that age, you shouldn't even be a teacher. You need to move along, find yourself a different career.
Absolutely.
Folks, this is a great op-ed, full of facts. Liberals are going to hate it. So get the link, send it to a liberal, make their day. You can get the link two places. You can go to Diane's blog, thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, or you can go to rspradio1.com. Either place, you can get the link, read the article, and share it everywhere you can. Now, I said I wanted to get back to that chart that you have. Okay. Do you remember where that chart came from?
In one of the, when I was doing the scientific research, and it had some links to the newest amount of genders. Okay. Originally, we had thought it was only 57.
Yeah, well, okay.
Well, it's now up to 64 and growing.
Okay, so let me just go through some of these with you. And I ask rhetorically, because I don't know that you're going to be able to explain this to me. There is a civil attack helicopter. What gender is that?
I guess it would be in the same one as a Nazi. You can call yourself a Nazi.
But that's a gender?
And that's a gender now.
That's now a gender?
Newly accepted gender.
Apparently so is Muslim. Muslim is a gender. Mars and Jupiter and Saturn are genders. Uranus, I can kind of get that. Okay. Neptune and Pluto. So apparently all the planets are now genders.
Yes.
Down at the bottom, there is Trans Am.
I guess
that's a Pontiac. That's a Pontiac. A Pontiac is now a gender. And the only one of these odd ones that makes any sense to me at all is the symbol for the artist formerly known as Prince.
Okay, that's a new.
Yeah, that one I kind of understand. I mean, the guy when he was alive kind of dressed like a Victorian drag queen.
Yeah.
You know, and yet he was this unbelievable guitarist and this unbelievable vocalist and stage performer, and he had a voice that's about as deep as mine if you ever heard him talk, but he didn't sing in that voice hardly ever. So that one I can kind of understand as a gender. You know, I mean, but holy crap, a civil attack helicopter is a gender?
Yeah, so is a monsoon.
What?
So is chaos.
Who is making this crap up, and what are they smoking?
I have no clue, but you know what's sad about this? They now want to take people's gender off passports.
Tell me what sense that makes.
As much sense as there being 60, you know, four genders.
I mean,
as a nun.
You know, you don't want to put somebody's gender on a passport, then you know, that's one of the identifying factors of a person. If somebody a border agent or somebody in a foreign country, if they're looking at your passport because you're traveling, you know, the first thing they want to see is, did the person who handed me this passport, are they a man the way it says in the passport? Are they a woman the way it says in the passport? And if they look at the passport and there's no gender, that is the first step toward not being able to identify somebody.
Well, you know, all this nonsense started with the liberals. It started with that whole "it takes a village" nonsense and the political correctness. This is insanity, folks. You're male or you're female. Okay. And I separate this nonsense from gay people, because I personally believe the only difference between gay people and straight people is who they chose to be attracted to. And science has already proven that gayness is not something you suddenly decide you're gay. They have done studies of cadavers of gay people who have given their bodies to science, and they have found in all of those bodies the hypothalamus gland is different than that of straight people, and also some other components in the DNA. There's niches, notches, whatever you want to call it, in certain genes. Gayness is not, I'm sorry, religious folks, but gayness is not a mental disease that you can change. And really, do you really care who somebody, you know, has sex with in the privacy of their bedroom? You really shouldn't.
You know, I've always said, if you're against gay marriage, don't marry somebody that's gay. Your problem is solved. Your problem is solved. My problems are just beginning, however, because I just took another look at that damn chart. And folks, if you want to know what this chart is that we're looking at, you got to get it. It's in Diane's blog. You can click on it. It's small in the blog. But if you click on it, it'll enlarge. Okay, and then you can
And then you also can hit your CTRL key and the plus sign, and it'll blow up really big.
Yeah. Now, all of that said, I was just taking another look at this. Okay, so you're telling me that one of the genders, according to liberals now, is a civil attack helicopter. Nazism can be a gender.
A monsoon
can be a gender. A Trans Am can be a gender.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next to the Trans Am signal is a jar of mayonnaise. I'm not kidding. It's right there in the chart. Yep. You could literally tell somebody, if they ask you what your gender is, you can say mayonnaise.
Yeah, this is sick, folks.
What?
This is what liberalism has given us. This is what liberalism is doing to our country. This is all part of the woke, the cancel culture, the it takes a village crap. It's gone so far that really you can choose one of 64 genders.
And one of those is a jar of mayonnaise.
There's a really easy way to tell what you are. Simply, you have a vagina, you're a woman. If you have a penis, you're a man.
Yeah, if you got any questions, just check the inside of your underwear while you're wearing it.
Yeah, and only someone with a uterus can have children. I hate to tell these, you know, trans men who pretend to have periods and you know, like Buttigieg. He took maternity leave. No, Buttigieg, you didn't.
Well, what do you have if you're a jar of mayonnaise?
A piece of bread?
You can't have a period. I guess maybe piece you could have... Yeah, that would be a yeast infection then, wouldn't it? I don't know. You could be a jar of mayonnaise.
This is what this country has become, folks. And the problem is, we've allowed it. We've allowed it. We've excused this nonsense. Not all of us, obviously. But we as a whole have allowed this. Come on, even a good number of Democrats don't believe this crap.
Well, I don't. I certainly don't believe it. But I can tell you, when this show is over, I'm going to the kitchen, opening up the fridge, and getting rid of the mayonnaise.
I use Miracle Whip. Does that count?
that's number 65. They'll have to come up with a whole new chart.
Oh, my God. And by the way, folks, it's not just names, but there's actual symbols attached to each of these genders.
A jar of mayonnaise.
And you can find this in actual literature. This is not something I put together and made up these symbols. This is for real, folks. It's insanity. I don't know what other way to put it, Craig.
If pickles become a gender, I will no longer eat sandwiches.
Hey, maybe you could be some coleslaw or potato salad.
Do you dip your pickle in the mayonnaise? Is that how? I don't know.
You know what? We make fun of it, guys, but it really is serious that people are buying into this.
Stupid.
They're believing this. They're allowing their children to go through mutilation, hormones before puberty, and now it's all okay with the government?
Sick. It's sick.
Yeah, and where are the doctors since?
Yeah, stupid.
They're, you know, they take an oath, do no harm. The harm they are doing is unbelievable.
RSPRadio1.com or thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com. Those are the two places you can get the link to Diane's op-ed. And I suggest you do, and I suggest you take a good long look at that chart that's in there. But with that, we've made it to the top of the hour, and we got to take a break. I got to get over this mayonnaise thing. And when we come back, we're talking about the victims of virtue signaling liberals. Stay with us. There's more on Right Side Patriots after this.
Hi, guys. Diane Sori from The Patriot Factor on thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com, where I found a home base 7 years ago after becoming one of Facebook's longtime Facebook felons, or so I've been told by the Facebook gods. On my blog, you will find not only my articles, but our Right Side Patriots investigative reports, as well as stories and links to and from well-known writers and bloggers, plus what I call almost daily memes, my snarky take on news of the day. And for more great takes on the issues of the day, check out the National Patriot at thenationalpatriot.com, where you can read Craig's insight into all the current news happenings. And join us both on Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. EST at rspradio1.com.
You're listening to Right Side Patriots Radio, the best in conservative commentary, news, and talk, where we do away with the politically correct nonsense and give you the politically direct truth. This is the home of Right Side Patriots every Tuesday and Friday night from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern with Craig Andreessen and Diane Sori. We're working to make this country great again from the right and leaving puddles of melted snowflakes on the left. Thanks for listening to Right Side Patriots, your best bet on the internet.
You're listening to RSPRadio1.com.
Welcome back to Right Side Patriots on RSPRadio1.com. Craig Andreessen at the National Patriot, Diane Sori at the Patriot Factor, getting you through a Tuesday night edition of the show. Thanks for being a part of it, folks. We appreciate it. If you miss any part of it, just go to rspradio1.com tomorrow morning, click the podcast button, and that's it. That's all you got to do.
Yes, and pick the gender you would like to be for the day.
Be mayonnaise. Oh, my God. All right, so this is the final segment of the show. Remember, folks, we will not be here on Friday. It's Good Friday. It's beginning of Passover. And we're gonna take our own little 3-day vacation.
Yes.
And we hope you do the same. Yeah, we hope everybody does. So that's always a good thing. All right. The victims of virtue signaling liberals. Look, I have always said that liberalism could not exist without victims. And where liberals can't find real victims, they have no problem manufacturing victims. I stand by that today more than I ever have in the past. For decades, liberals pretended to care about black people in this country, but in reality, they never really did. The Democrat Party was, and is, the party of slavery, the KKK, Jim Crow laws, segregation, and any other manifestation of racism you care to mention. It has been the Democrat Party, now the liberal Marxists, who only adopted and claimed to represent black people, or people of color, when they realized the voting bloc those people were. By pretending to be the only party that cared about them, they kept that voting bloc voting Democrat for better than half a century, but in reality, nothing regarding those people has ever really changed. Manufacturing victims of black people and people of color, and then keeping them believing they were victims, was the Democrat Party's and today's liberal Marxist first step down the path toward their own destruction. They have, for the past half a century, done nothing but travel further and further down that path by manufacturing more and more pretend victims for whom they pretend to care about, all the while doing nothing to actually improve the situations of their pretend victims' victimhood. The entire agenda of today's liberal Marxists is no different. It now revolves around social issues and the pretend victims they claim are being abused by social injustice, those in the LGBTQ community. There are those, Diane, within that community who really are being victimized by those outside the community. Is that true? Yes. And I'll have more on that later. But first, we must ask a question that goes back more than half a century. Does the Democrat Party, today's liberal Marxists, have any plan whatsoever to do anything of positive substance for the people they claim are victims of social injustice, or are they once again just pretending to care out of political expediency?
Well, I'd like to know what the answer is either way, because they have to have an answer. They can't just let this sit in limbo.
Well, their answer is no. No, they don't have a plan of any substance, and yes, their caring only runs as deep as the political expediency of the moment. The goal of the party of liberal Marxists is not to solve any real problems. Rather, they aim to create problems, real or imagined, for the purpose of national divisiveness. The challenge is to perpetrate the divisiveness long enough to reap political rewards from it, but people are getting wise to that agenda. The tactic was to addict those Americans to being reliant on government handouts of their other people's money, I should say, and thus become the only party willing to feed that addiction. But by 1971, something started to go wrong. It was a TV show, All in the Family. And there was Archie Bunker, a bigot's bigot and a racist to the core, showing people every week for 8 years just how stupid being a bigot and a racist really was. That show, I submit, did more to raise awareness of social injustice than the Democrat Party ever wanted to have done, because it literally altered the way people looked at other people. Over the 8 years of that show, the overwhelming majority of Americans went from social injustice to social indifference where race was concerned, because nobody wanted to be Archie Bunker, and skin color no longer really mattered, but to a handful of idiots. It took decades and the Obama administration to pretend race mattered again and to once again perpetrate the victimhood of a demographic to the detriment of that demographic. Now, the Democrat Party, headed by liberal Marxists, have a new tactic, wokeism. It's a new weapon, cancel culture. And they have a new target, the LGBTQ community. Diane, we're talking about people here, 3 or 4% of Americans, with at most 1% being so-called trans community members. Those are the newly invented victims, whom only the liberal Marxists supposedly represent. But do they really care about them?
Well, you know, what this boils down to really is demographics. Who has been, let's say, ostracized? Who hasn't? Who has been made fun of? who has been, you know, put down, held back, whatever you want to call it. But it really seems to be about skin color demographics.
You know, you're right. It really does. Over the past half a century, no demographic has been harder on or more systemically against the LGBTQ community than the very demographic the Democrat Party has pretended to be the champions of, minorities. Over the past half a century, black people, Hispanic people, Asian people, even Native American people have been more abusive toward the LGBTQ community members of their own skin color demographic than any other demographic has been. But where have the Democrats been on that aspect of social injustice? I think the same place they've always been when it comes to things like black-on-black crime.
Mm-hmm.
They've been pretending it simply doesn't exist. But now, due to political expediency, suddenly the Democrat Party is pretending that the LGBTQ community is being victimized by conservatives. You know, it's a pretend victimization because, according to the Democrat Party, it's not straight people victimizing the LGBTQ community. It's a political ideology that's supposedly doing it. To spotlight the issue, we can look at the trans community, because being trans is a state of mind, not a state of reality, as Diane so artfully pointed out just a few minutes ago. There are but two genders, male and female. If you follow the actual science, if you choose to follow the political science, there are some 57 plus genders from which you can choose. Those who follow the actual science are now the targets of pretend scorn from the Democrat Party because they aren't pretending to be gullible enough to go along with the program or programming, as the case might be. We don't have to pretend that we're living in absurd times. It's our reality. We're being told that our police are systemically racist by the racist party that tells us they chose our vice president because she was a woman of color, and our new Supreme Court justice because she's a black woman. And in the process of all that absurdity, the same political party can't, or more accurately won't, define the word woman. You know, we're being told by the Democrat Party that social issues, skin color, gender identity, and one's gender preference of life partners is now paramount over actual qualifications, abilities, and intelligence. But they're not just insisting that adults pretend the program is valid. They're also insisting on programming children to pretend to ignore reality and accept such nonsense. Diane, last week, Governor DeSantis in your great state of Florida signed into Florida law a bill that prohibits teachers from indoctrinating kids between the ages of 5 and 8 years old into the pretend world of gender identity fluidity. And the Democrat Party had a meltdown.
Yeah, and something with this little meltdown that everybody's having, they're having it erroneously for the simple fact we're talking about teaching children in the classroom about this whole gender identity nonsense. And yet, the Democrats have turned this bill, which is a very good thing, into the don't say gay, don't say trans bill. Nowhere in the bill is trans or any of that stuff mentioned.
No,
it's amazing how politics even corrupts, Democrat politics, even corrupts something that's used to protect children. They don't care about children, just like they don't care about black people. They don't care about children. They're a bunch of phonies.
Well, you know, Ron DeSantis, you know, he actually deserves a standing ovation for pushing that bill and signing that bill. And maybe even a medal. Maybe we ought to give him a medal for knowing he's not a jar of mayonnaise.
Oh, that's true.
You know, the party that has pretended that minorities are nothing but incapable victims and that women a word they refuse to define, cannot achieve without government assistance, are now pretending that it's okay for biological males to compete against biological females in sports, that men pretending to women should be allowed to use the women's bathroom, and that parents should have no say in what their children are taught to believe in government indoctrination centers masquerading as public schools. Furthermore, if you don't pretend to believe their nonsense, you are monsters who need to be canceled. Mm-hmm. If you think Disney should be the happiest place on earth rather than a political activist organization pretending to be a children's entertainment juggernaut, you are just a horrible person. The same party that for decades told us that demographic quotas were racist and unjust are now telling us that quotas are necessary. Why? Well, I hope some of their pretend LGBTQ victims are paying attention here, because according to the Democrat Party, members of the LGBTQ community simply aren't capable of achievement without government-imposed quotas. Now, where have we heard that before? The overwhelming vast majority of Americans don't really care who individuals are sleeping with. And though it may well come as a shock to some, to the overwhelming vast majority of Americans, along with the overwhelming vast majority of conservatives, we don't care at all what individuals want to pretend to be. Where the overwhelming majorities draw the line is at the point where we have to pretend that absurdity is reality, and more Americans from all sectors of the political spectrum are waking up to the fact that the woke agenda is nothing but pretending that reality doesn't exist. The Democrat Party, out of desperation because they know they're about to lose big in November, is now pretending that crime matters, that they want to fund, not defund, the police. They're pretending that the price of gas matters and that Hunter Biden's laptop is breaking news. That follows right along with pretending that certain demographics are perpetual victims, that they actually care about those people's problems, and that they are the only political party capable of helping those who have been pretending and aren't capable of helping themselves. Diane, how desperate is the Democrat Party? Pretty damn desperate, I'd say. As last week, Palm Springs, California, announced that they are planning to give universal basic income, that's UBI, to transgender and non-binary residents, regardless of their earnings level. Now, that's up to $900 a month of other people's money to anyone who simply pretends to be trans or non-binary. It's like giving free crack to an addict. All you have to do in Palm Springs, California, is claim to be a victim. And even if you're making a couple $100,000 a year, the Democrat Party will give you a real monthly stipend for pretending to be something you're not, like a jar of mayonnaise.
Well, this was a cleverly crafted idea with one goal in mind: to get votes for the midterm election and beyond. Because you keep these people, you know, oh, we're getting free money. Look, they're good. They like us. Doesn't logic tell you that they will then vote for the people giving them free money?
Of course. Of course. Yes. 20 transgender and non-binary Palm Springs residents will receive the free money funded by the taxpayers for 18 months, a year and a half, which coincidentally gets them through the midterm election and into the campaign cycle for 2024, when anyone with a working brain cell knows they will tell people if they want to keep that gravy train rolling, they had better vote Democrat, or else they will become victims of evil conservatives. And who would want to bite the hand that feeds them? The pretend agenda of the Democrat Party, today's liberal Marxists, has reached critical mass. And I believe that Americans are just about done with all of it. Americans, the vast majority of them anyway, know what the real issues are. They see those issues and feel those issues every time they go to the store, and every time they go to the gas station. They now understand that they are worse off than they were during the Trump administration, and they know it's because of liberal Marxist policies. Most Americans are done pretending to be woke, done pretending that liberal policies are good for them, and they're done pretending to pretend that pretend issues matter. Last week, the mayor of Palm Springs, California, Lisa Middleton, who actually is a guy pretending to be what her political party refuses to define, said transgender Americans face enormous challenges for living full and authentic lives. Well, I'll submit to this. It must be almost impossible to live an authentic life while you're pretending to be something you're not. And both Middleton and her chosen political party have nobody to blame but themselves for that. Such is the plight of the victims of virtue-signaling liberals.
Yeah. You know, here it is, authentic lives. How can you live an authentic life when you're going against your own genetics, your own DNA, your own innards that make you who you are? How can you be authentic? You can't be.
You can't be. And that's why they're having trouble. Well, you know, transgender Americans face enormous challenges living full and authentic lives. Of course they do. They're pretending to be what they're not.
Exactly. You know, a game of pretending.
You know, but as long as they pretend in Palm Springs, there's a chance they could get $900 a month for it.
I wonder if that would still be happening in Palm Springs if Sonny Bono was still alive and mayor.
You know, I bet it would not.
I bet it would not either.
You know, I mean, Sonny Bono knew who he was.
Yes. And he was a conservative, folks.
You know, a lot of people never gave Sonny the credit I thought he was due.
True.
You know, he was a brilliant guy. I mean, yeah, he had a great sense of humor. Yes, he wrote some great songs, some funny songs, you know, but he knew who he was. He knew what the problems the people faced were. He never forgot where he came from.
Right.
You know, and he was the mayor, and then he became a United States congressman before he tragically lost his life in a skiing accident.
Yep.
You know, but he was always true to himself, and he was true to the people that elected him.
Yes, he was. And he probably would have gone a little bit higher than just congressman. He might have run for senator one day. But there, what I'm saying is the kind of person who he was, to the he pretending to be a she who's now the mayor, you can't have authenticity when you have people playing.
Right.
Leading you.
Right.
This isn't a game. Life isn't a game, folks.
You know, and look, if you want to pretend to be a jar of mayonnaise, by all means, feel free. But don't expect me to pretend you're a jar of mayonnaise.
Exactly. Exactly. But folks, what I said to Craig, you know, during our break is I'm going to call him Hellman's from now on.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Since you know, we're so hooked on the mayonnaise gender, you might as well pretend to be a jar of mayonnaise.
When I saw the jar of mayonnaise on the chart in your op-ed, I just about fell off my chair. I was just like, what? You know, I mean, I don't get the helicopter. I don't get the swastika. I get two of the genders that are on there, the male and female. But outside of that, you know, yeah. I can kind of understand the Prince thing because, let's face it, he was kind of out there. He's kind of from another planet. Nobody was really all that sure about Prince. But when you can say, as a liberal, that your gender is a jar of mayonnaise.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and yet they're getting driver's licenses with these things on them. They're getting voting cards with these things on them. Like I said before, they're considering, you know, doing away with gender on passports. I mean, Craig, liberalism and pretending and victims, what these people don't get is that they are victims of the government.
That's right. That's exactly
it. They are victims.
That's right. They're victims of virtue signaling liberals. They're not victims of anything else, but as long as they pretend to be victims, the government's going to take care of them. The government being Democrats, of course.
And they'll get their vote in return.
Yes, but look what the Democrats have done for the black community over the past 50 years. All you got to do is ask Charles Barkley. Charles Barkley, years ago, said black people, poor black people, been voting Democrat for 50 years and they still poor.
Yeah, very simple. The Democrats have done nothing to help black people. And you know what some of these militants like the BLM sorts forget? Black Americans increased their monetary wages, their education, their basically status in the communities under President Trump.
Right.
And where are they now? They're back at the bottom of the barrel again.
Well, they're
because
back.
Because they played the race card too much.
They're back to being victims again.
Back to being victims of their own doing, though. In this case, it's
right.
of their own doing.
It's an amazing thing. You know, when you think about it. Folks, you can get this commentary by either going to my blog at thenationalpatriot.com or going to rspradio1.com. Either place, the link is there. Grab the link, share it around. People are going to learn some stuff. But I'm telling you, I mean, I know quite a few people that are gay, you know, gay men, lesbian women, you know, and if you don't think gay people can be conservatives, you need to look into the log cabin conservatives.
They're called log cabin Republicans, and most gay people want what straight people want. They want to raise their families, be with who they choose to love, and that's all they want.
They're
not trying to push sex changes on anybody or mutilating their bodies or whatever. Yeah, you always have your fringe element, just like you have your fringe straight element. There's always fringe elements.
Right.
But the majority of gay people are good, decent, hardworking people, just like straight people are.
And I'll tell you something. The vast majority, I believe this wholeheartedly, the vast majority of gay people, if you didn't know they were gay, you wouldn't guess.
Exactly.
You know? And they're just people like you and me. They're just people. And don't go around telling me, well, you can't be a conservative if you're gay. Of course you can. Don't tell me you can't be a Christian if you're gay. Of course you can.
Yeah.
You know? In fact, some of the gay people I know are actually better Christians and better conservatives than the people that say they don't belong in either group.
That's, you know, basically the crux of it. I've known many gay people. I mean, I went, you know, for a design degree, folks. I was surrounded by gay people. They were just like us. Exactly. There was no difference between them. Except who they were attracted to. And if you're so concerned about that, then maybe you have a problem. Why are you concerned about who someone else is attracted to?
Yeah, it doesn't affect you.
It doesn't affect you.
Yeah.
All you have to do is say no. I mean, I have to tell this funny story, Craig, a brief version. When my best friend and I were in college, we sort of had a third member of our little group, and it was a gay guy. And he knew we were both straight and, you know, never tried to indoctrinate us or do anything. And one day he invited us, just for fun and giggles, to go to a gay party. And we said, okay, sure, why not? So my best friend and I, we go in, and you know, he walked us in and he like said, attention, everybody. These are my two dear good friends. They are straight. Hands off.
Yeah.
And it was, we had the greatest time.
You know, we had I've got a couple of seconds here, and then we got to run out of here. But Susan and I, this goes back several years. We were living at the Grand Canyon at the time. A friend of Susan's was visiting the Grand Canyon. We had him over for dinner, and he's gay, and we had the TV on, and there was some guy on TV that was absolutely flaming gay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And Susan's friend looks at the TV, looks at that guy and goes, "Oh, for God's sakes, butch up, you bastard." You know, I mean, but that's just the way it is. But exactly. Folks, we have plumb run out of time. Go to Diane's blog, thepatriotfactor.blogspot.com. Go to my blog, thenationalpatriot.com. Save yourself a little time. Go to rspradio1.com. You can get both of our articles right there, the links and everything, and have at it. But with that, Diane, we have run out of time.
Yes, we have. So, nighty-night, folks.
Have a great rest of the week, folks. We're off on Friday. We'll catch up to you next Tuesday. Bye-bye.